blow on the saddle and blood on the grounds and a great big puddle of blood all around.
Hello, Ben, what mic are you on?
I'm on 3.
Okay, good to go. Hello and welcome to Hymn Hunters International.
Your favorite somewhat weekly.
Somewhat weekly.
HGTV inspired,
yes.
Non-religiously affiliated radio talk show.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome
Lauren,
back.
It's been 3 weeks.
It's been too long. 3 weeks. Yeah, too long.
So last week was my fault. I had a job interview.
Yeah, last week.
Unpaid internship interview.
Yeah, last week I had... I was
food
busy
trucks.
With food trucks. There were food trucks on campus last week.
Wait, just to be clear, that doesn't mean Lauren was in line.
I was not
that means
in line.
She was managing a food truck situation.
I was managing
situation.
A food truck situation.
I was busy eating.
I was busy waiting like in a 2-hour
Did
line.
Did you
for
go
a food
to
truck.
Any of them?
I actually went to 4 of them.
Wow.
4 out of the 5.
Well, is that because you got early? Like,
it's because I had to be there every day. So I was like already there.
The lines
so
were long. That
lines
was
long.
Such a success.
It
I was
going
to text
huge
you.
Success.
Congrats, Lauren.
Thank you.
Lauren put on this thing where food trucks came to campus every day for a week and 10% of the profits went to, what did it go to?
Somerville Homeless Coalition.
The Somerville Homeless Coalition.
Yeah.
And the lines for
lines
some of these food
great.
Trucks. Someone told me they waited an hour for Tinoche.
Yeah, Tinoche was crazy. Tinoche and Bon Me were crazy.
I wanted to do Clover, but I was off campus.
Clover
that
was
day.
Fun. I went to Clover. They had a nice chickpea fritter, which
always.
Was on point. But
they
yeah,
recently
was...
are making this mushroom sunchoke sandwich with arugula.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
That sounds good.
Anyways.
They were good. They were really funky, real fresh.
Funky and fresh.
No, yeah, it was
theme.
A big success.
No.
Oh, that'd be a good theme, maybe in the future. So getting to today's theme, actually, Ben, would you like to introduce it?
I think you should, because it was your idea.
So today's theme is going to be acceptance/acceptances, because college acceptances recently came out, and that is a dang hard time.
Yeah. I have so many thoughts on college acceptances, like so many. And like something we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show is like, what does it mean for us to pride ourselves on exclusivity?
Yeah.
Like, definitely. What does it mean for us to be proud
to be
of our lowering
14% acceptance
rate? And like
rate.
Be proud of that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. Maybe we'll play some Macklemore Same Love. No, I'm just kidding. I will not put you through
acceptance.
That. but there are some songs that... talk about acceptance.
Yeah.
In non-college.
I think so too.
Did you ever see that? You know what movie I never saw? Admission with Tina Fey. Where she plays in
I did. I saw that. It was with Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah. You would have seen that.
Yeah, I did see that.
Uh-huh.
I really can't even remember much about it. But it's interesting, like the whole business of college admission.
It totally is a business. My mom's friend, her job is she's a private college tutor.
Right. Like first of all, you think about like private SAT, ACT tutors, private college tutors, like people who like just
help
like
with
counselors,
essays.
Like essay helpers, like all those people. And then you think about like the schools and like the admission fairs and the admission staff and like all that.
The nonprofits that are involved in college admissions.
Yeah.
You have people at my high school who'd pay a doctor $10,000 to give them extra time on the ACTs.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because the ACTs is all a time test, you know?
God.
It's just like
it is a time
the questions
test, yeah.
on reading comprehension for ACT are like, what color was Linda's dress? You know? And you just need to remember that Linda was wearing a yellow polka dot dress. What is a good song? Not So Different by Willow.
I think we should start off with a little bit of Willow.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Should we play? So this is Not So Different by Willow and Jabs.
Okay, here we go.
It's not.
Anything, and I for one know nothing, but you can tell me some.
Okay, that was really good. We were having a little bit of issue with Ben's Spotify.
Yeah, for some reason, sometimes my Spotify just like does funky things and pauses. Yeah. I don't really know why.
So it was not a part of the song, but still enjoyed it.
Do you want to talk about what this new 14% admissions
rate
means for Tufts?
Let's talk about the 14%. I feel like, so just background for those of you who don't know, Tufts admissions rate went from, 16%?
When it was our year, it was 18.
It was 18. Was it 18 our year? Wow. So it was 18 our year, and then it went to like 16%.
6 years ago, it was like 24%.
Right. And then now this year, it's at 14%. So that means 86% of applicants got turned away.
Which is wild.
That's crazy.
Wild, wild, wild. Troy Sivan.
Ben, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I guess my thoughts are complicated. So if
valid.
I'm putting myself in high school me, like my high school, like really obsessed with this college process mindset, this would be a good thing. Because like right. it to me, it like legitimized Tufts. Like
totally.
Made it seem more exclusive. But now I'm thinking about like, what does it mean for me to value being in a community? Well, what does it mean for me to value the exclusivity upon which my community is founded? So like if my community is Tufts, what does it say when Tufts becomes more and more exclusive? Should this be a point of pride like it is for the admissions office? Like
right.
or should we be thinking about like what does it mean to be turning people away from education? What does it mean to create spaces that are very so intentionally exclusive and therefore a lot of different things? I don't know. It just feels, it's feeling yuckier to me in the least eloquent way I can say it.
I think like also knowing about, like I was saying, the business that goes into making a school so exclusive, like and all the money that's poured into admissions and to beautifying campuses and things like that, as opposed to money that could be going to educational resources, scholarships,
staff, salaries.
Exactly. Yeah. That also like, you know, to have a really exclusive school, you've got to have like a nice campus. You've got to have
like
nice
facilities.
Like
the new STEM buildings were built.
Yeah,
it makes me think a lot about like where Tufts priorities lie. You know, I kind of feel like right now we're trying to do a lot to outwardly appear prestigious and appear innovative. And like, that's why they're building, it feels to me like why they're building new STEM buildings and why. Did you know that they're telling tour guides not to? So Tufts used to brand itself as like, I don't know how I feel about this, but this is something interesting.
Okay.
Tufts used to brand itself as like really quirky. And that was their like buzzword.
Yeah.
Now they're telling tour guides to use it less.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's,
what?
And like my friends who are tour guides have told me that they think it's because there'll be more of a mass appeal.
Right.
If it's not quirky.
Totally.
And then that will increase applicants, which will decrease admissions rates.
That's so funny because like one thing I heard about Tufts, the total buzzword when I was applying was like quirky. Like Tufts students are quirky, classes are quirky.
Yeah.
Like that's really interesting.
But also like Tufts is not that quirky.
Tufts is not that, well, Tufts, like compared to like where I came from, Tufts is like pretty quirky.
But like I don't think it's like, I don't think what we're calling quirkiness is really that unique to Tufts and more just like endemic on liberal arts campuses.
That's true. It is, it's very much a liberal
so
arts
pretentious.
School. Yeah.
When
that's
I say that, endemic on
endemic.
Liberal arts campuses.
Wow, that's really, I don't know. There's just, there's a lot to unpack
there. I don't know, it's just, I feel like, yeah. And also, I'm thinking about, like, what this means, like, okay, we very much know coming to Tufts that our degree is worth something, you know?
Yeah.
And now, like, practically speaking, as we enter the job market, Tufts becoming more and more competitive will only benefit us and
true.
Make us
our
look
degree
better.
Is worth more.
Our degree is becoming worth more. Like there are schools whose admissions rates are actively increasing, you know, and ours is actively decreasing.
Yeah.
And like that's something I'm also just thinking about. Like excluding people from my institution actually helps me, which is weird. But also at the same time, like Tufts is literally taking too many people. We have an overflow of housing. We try to build stuff in the, we try to, you know, Tufts tried to buy low income housing in Somerville to convert into dorms. And Somerville was like, no. Like, so we have a housing shortage. We're affecting our local communities. We're taking too many people. But then on the flip side, it makes us more exclusive. I don't know.
I think the thing about taking too many people, I know last year, they had an unusually high retention rate.
So I think they've been
admitting in the past, they've kind of been admitting a relatively like about the same number of students, but now as Tufts gets more and more exclusive, more people are committing to Tufts.
And as schools above us become more exclusive.
Exactly. So they're not getting it. Mm. Right. So more people are saying that they'll go to Tufts once they're accepted. So I think this year they might have accepted fewer students, knowing that they're gonna have a higher retention rate.
Interesting.
Of accepted students.
Fascinating.
So I think that was like a big problem last year, and they didn't expect to have so many excess students because they just had a huge retention rate. So that's why they used, was it Wilson House?
Yeah, Wilson House is now a freshman dorm.
Yeah, for dorms. So
it's interesting. It's all tricky, yeah. tricky.
It's tricky.
I just have a lot of complicated feelings about it.
Yeah. I think that's valid.
My parents were pumped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, parents love it because also it validates the money that you're pouring into your child's education.
It's like my child is 14 out of 100, you know? And like, that makes parents feel good, which is interesting and very like capitalist. Not that I mean, everything's capitalist, but it just is interesting. It's just very much like ranking. I don't know. Also, I'm thinking a lot about like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like
why were you accepted?
Or like I'm thinking about like, how did we, Lauren, get here?
Oh my goodness. That is a story. I think that's a story we should go into after our next song.
Oh.
Because I have a story. Will you have admissions journey?
No, but I also mean though, like, not only our admissions journey, but like, how did we get here? Meaning like, what did our status as like white
people from suburbs
that are wealthy?
Yeah.
And like, I played the college game. Yeah. I did the college business. I had an SAT tutor.
Yeah. And I had an ACT tutor, and same. I had a private college counselor as well. Yeah.
Same. And I went to a private school.
Yeah, I didn't go to private school, but I went to a school in a very affluent area that had a lot of the resources that a private school would have had.
Yeah. It's just interesting to think about. Okay, should we play a song and then talk about this more?
So I want to play a Lorde song. This is a classic. You know it. We all know it.
I don't know
this song. I'm going to play Royals by Lorde.
Yes, Lauren. This is such a good idea.
I feel like that's very apropos. So enjoy.
Cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luxe just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. Being
love that song.
You know, Lorde, I thought I was like the coolest kid because I saw Lorde in concert.
When? In high school?
Yeah. And that's, I was so like, like, look at me, I'm at a Lorde concert. Lorde, I thought I was like so hip and trendy.
Oh, that's great. I went to a Macklemore concert in high school.
I did too. Oh, Lorde.
So it's okay.
And that's one of my, I can't believe I just admitted that, because like, that's one of the things I'm most embarrassed by from my past. Like, I Instagrammed a picture of my Macklemore concert that I have since deleted.
You deleted? I haven't deleted mine. It's still
up. Oh my God, let me look this up.
It actually might be on Facebook. I'm just kidding. I think it's on Facebook. Of the Macklemore concert, which was, I have to say, it's like a very fun concert. It was like high energy.
I blocked it out.
There was a point where like fire shot out of the stage.
Macklemore like he crowd surfed and he kicked my friend in the eye, and my friend was like so pumped about it. He's like, yes, Macklemore kicked me.
I don't know if it was at a Macklemore concert, but there was some concert where I know like, a person was standing up by the guardrail in the front, and her head got pushed down, and she broke her nose on the guardrail.
What?
And I think they sued. I can't remember.
No way.
It's crowd surfing can be dangerous. Don't do it. So Ben, let's talk about your acceptance, your admissions journey, your college journey.
You go first. I don't want to talk about it.
Will you talk about it later if I talk about mine?
I was just such a, like, I was just so obsessive. Like, I think about myself in that time, yeah. And I'm like BK, take a break,
Benny.
Like watch some HGTV. Benny. Oh God, don't even get me started on that. Oh my God, wait. Okay, this is one story I'll tell.
Okay.
So I wasn't out in high school, and I had this college counselor who was all about like strategic counseling. Okay. This was my high school counselor, like the one at my high school, and I met with her. And I had just gotten deferred from Brown, like the rest of Tufts population.
Right.
And I was like, well, like, what can I do to make my application better? Because I had to send out all these, like, regular decision schools. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you know, like, is there anything about you on your application that you're not saying now that you could say?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what, Ms. Marshall? Like, I'm just using your name, Ms. Marshall. It's okay. Like, what do you mean? And she's she's literally trying to tell me, like, I think you're gay because of stereotypes I have in my brain. And I want you to exploit this on your college application.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, like, if there's just part of, like, maybe, for instance, your identity that you aren't talking about that is different and...
Oh, God.
Colleges would see as interesting.
Yeah.
That could be something you would put on there. And I was like, nope, there's nothing. Like, I have to go now. Bye, Miss Marshall. She was literally being like, I think you're gay because your voice is high and you've said nothing else to me about this subject. Let's exploit this.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. That's like a very, I feel like that's a classic college essay time. I remember I had this college counselor who was very aggressive, and very like, wanting me to push myself as hard as I could. And I remember one time I got my grades back, and I sent her my grades after every semester, pretty much after my freshman year. And, I had like A's and like maybe 2 A-minuses or 3 A-minuses. And she like looked at me and she's like, oh, I can tell you're struggling. My mom was so mad. But yeah, you just like, it's like, it's never enough.
Like, okay, my college counselor, the first thing she said to me was she saw my transcript. Yeah. And that, so on Riverdale does this really nice thing, because Riverdale's all about getting
Ben's
you.
That's high school, by the way.
That's my high school. Is the point of someone sending their kid to my high school was to get you into college.
Yeah.
And Riverdale does this like really like nice thing where they only show your final grade in a class, so they don't show your quarter or your semester grade.
Yeah.
So like, I got a B+ in bio first semester. Mm-hmm. And, no, I mean like advanced bio. You know, it was advanced, Lauren.
Oh, okay. Right.
Junior year,
was
but
it
then
AP
I
bio?
We didn't have APs because we thought we were better than them. Yeah.
Course,
snooze. So, but then I got an A- second semester, and it ended up curving to, like, not curving, but, like, rounding to an A-, so they never saw the B+.
Right.
But the first thing my college counselor says to me, she looks at my transcript and she goes, move that up. And she points to the B+ in bio.
Oh, and my God.
I was like, Miss Marshall, I am working my butt off over here. Like,
move that up. That's
like,
it.
Like, I don't know if I can do that. And she's like, Well, I saw your college list. Move that up.
God.
It's just like, why do. And you know what's messed up about this whole thing? None of these college counselors actually care about fit. Like, where you'll fit into.
Yeah.
I applied to so many schools that I don't think I would be happy at.
Yeah.
Like, I applied. Like, I was. Okay, so I was deciding. Well, I applied to Wash U.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Yep.
What was I thinking?
I applied to Wash U too.
What were we thinking?
What were we thinking? No offense to Wash U.
Yeah, Wash U, great school. Great wonderful school. Education. You have a lot of money. Your endowment's good.
Yeah.
You have cool resources.
Yes.
You're a good school.
Good school.
I hear the campus is beautiful. Missouri has nice weather.
Yeah.
What was I thinking, Lauren? Okay, your turn.
Let's see. Well, you know, actually, so my college counselor didn't really want me to apply to Tufts because I wasn't really even that into Tufts. Like, it wasn't really on my radar. And she was like, oh, like, the people who get into Tufts have, like, wanted it their whole lives. And, like,
what
she, like, built
mean?
It all up. And I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't apply. And then last minute, I was like, okay, I'll
apply. Did you apply early?
No, I applied regular decision.
Did you apply early anywhere?
No. I applied early. Like,
action?
Early action where it's not binding. I didn't apply early because I didn't know what I wanted. No. I actually thought for a while that I really wanted to go to Haverford, which was it's like a 1,200 student school.
I know Haverford.
Outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I toured Haverford.
But then I like subsequently I was going to apply early decision there, but then I subsequently realized that a 1,200 person school would just be like a little too much for me, or a little too little for me, I guess. So I didn't end up applying there, and so I applied to Tufts regular decision, and I didn't really expect to get in. I just kind of applied. I'd gotten into some other schools. I was really considering Oberlin.
Oh yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah. We were both really considering Oberlin.
Yeah, I was considering Oberlin, and then I was actually in Paris with spring break with my mom and my grandma. We just, like, my grandma kind of took us on a trip, like, as I was graduating high school
so
and
lovely.
Stuff like that. And so it's me, my mom, my grandma, my sister, and I was in our apartment one night, and I checked the email because I had seen that one of my friends from high school got in,
and
so
I checked
my so I checked my email, and I had gotten in, and I was like really surprised. And although I guess now, like, looking back on it, I don't think I should have been so surprised, because I do think, like, I was the kind of person that Tufts looks for.
And you're a super smart person.
And so anyway, and then I was just like, well, okay, here we go.
That's interesting. So, like, for me, I really wanted, I guess, like, I really had my mind set on a school, and that school was Brown.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so classic.
Looking back on it, do you wish you went to Brown? Or
no,
like,
I really don't. And, you know, so something I was really hoping to escape was, like, New York City culture.
Because
I went to a private school in New York City, and I thought, like, all the people were awful.
Yeah.
And Brown has, like, really large New York City people crowd. And, like, you know what? Beautiful part about Tufts, it doesn't actually have that. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the few places in the Northeast that doesn't. Mm-hmm. But...
all those, like, fifth generation Vermonters.
Yeah. But I guess I think I'd be happy at Brown. I think I would like the fact that I don't have to take a math class next semester if I went to Brown. But I'm like, I'm very happy I'm here. I think it's the best place for me. But I'm thinking about why my heart was so set on Brown. And I think in reality, it's just because it was an Ivy League school, and it was the one I saw myself the most in.
Yeah. Out of the Ivies.
And, like, my sister went to Dartmouth. I knew I didn't want to go there, but I wanted to, like, do as well as my sister.
Yeah.
But when I got deferred from Brown, I was thinking about applying ED2 to Tufts. Mm-hmm. But I, like, still had this, like, hope in me. And when I got rejected from Brown, I was very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really deciding between... Well, what's interesting is I applied to mostly liberal arts schools, like small liberal arts schools.
Yeah, I did too.
But then, like, at the last minute, I was like, I need to be in a city or near a city. I can't have it be small. And I don't know what changed. But then, so then I was deciding between Tufts and Northwestern. But, like, I'm very, very thankful I chose here. Because Northwestern is, like, very...
It's also a huge school.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I think I would have really appreciated their journalism school.
Yes, they have a great journalism school.
But I also think... They're D1 sports. They like tailgate. I would have felt lost. Like, something that I was thinking about is, like, I, like, you or me, we walk into the campus center, and I can, like, assume that maybe I'll see a friend or yes. like I
almost always yeah, even in like, the dining hall like, yeah well, I mean you see like 20 people
and I
you
think
know.
That's so
yeah.
nice
yeah oh so we are getting a call right now
is this
so
who
I think
it is?
This call is coming from my sister who is currently college touring so I'm
it?
Gonna try I mean let me try to answer it on the
turn
air
turn off my mic
here
oh,
we go
I picked it up
okay
hello is this Lauren's sister Oh my God! Hi. Wait. Hold on.
Okay. Wait.
Did it work?
I don't think. Wait. You want to hang up the phone? Let's see if that works. Kelly. No, it didn't work. Okay. Wait. Pick up the phone again. We're gonna make this work.
No, we hung up on her.
No. Sorry, Kelly.
Sorry, Kelly. I didn't even know her name. I was like, "Is this Lauren's sister?"
We're really trying to integrate some multimedia here.
Some multimedia.
And I really want my sister is in high school and she's currently college touring. She texted me, "You hung up on me." She's currently college touring. And I really want to get her perspective on the high school students experience with the college tours so hopefully she'll call back again and we can like try
yeah.
to put her on
oh,
air
oh she's
okay
calling.
Here she goes ready okay
Kelly
hello
hi
oh my gosh can you hear me
yeah
hi how's it going
good
can so, you make it louder
I'm trying I think here let's see I think that's up all the way Kelly where are you right now give us like your general location
We're driving to University of Washington, so we're probably, like, just outside of Tacoma.
And, what kind of schools are you looking for during your college tours? Actually, wait, let's take a step back. How old are you?
I am 16 years old.
Are you a junior?
I am a junior.
Lauren, this is our first live interview.
I know! So, have a lot of your friends started looking at colleges at the ages of 16, 17?
Not in my, like, close group of friends, but definitely a lot of people at my school are looking at colleges during spring break.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you right now?
Probably, like, 12.
What makes you so stressed?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's so real.
We're seeing, like, 7 colleges in, like, 3 days. So
7 colleges in 3 days?
Stressful, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they all blending together? When I was touring colleges and did like big tours, I felt like they all kind of would blend together.
The schools that we've been seeing are really different. Like U of O and OSU are really
Oregon
great
State,
schools.
Yeah.
And then like Willamette and Linfield are really small, so they're different. Not really.
What are your thoughts on big schools versus small schools?
Well, I really want to go to like a D1 school for sports.
Okay.
Because I really like the big sporting schools.
Yeah.
But it's hard because I definitely feel like at a smaller school, you can get more like help from professors and like maybe better, just like a better academic atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although on the flip side, a lot of these bigger schools do have some really like niche programs that can be interesting.
True. Like if you get into like a smaller program or smaller major
in
a big
inside
school.
This, yeah. Like something I wish Tufts had, for instance, was a creative writing major
yeah.
or minor. And like that's really common or like yeah. so stuff like that's way more common at the bigger schools.
Yeah. Bigger schools tend to have a bigger variety of majors because there's more students.
Yeah,
there's
more
faculty. Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's been your worst experience on a college tour and why, if you want to share, or your best, or any funny story? Like, for instance, my friend was on a college tour and one of the mothers pressed a blue light because she didn't believe the cops would come.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Could you imagine that? I would be mortified.
I'd be so mortified.
There was not really, I haven't had any like really bad experiences yet, but
that's good.
We were at University of Oregon. It was pouring rain and I didn't bring a jacket with a hood. So I was like,
classic Californian.
In the pouring rain and like this really cute boy let me stand under his umbrella.
Did you friend him on Facebook? Or wait, do the children do
Snapchat
these days?
I didn't. I made really good friends with his mom and then...
That's amazing. Yeah, get in through the mother. I feel
great.
It.
That's great.
I feel, you know, I toured Tufts in the Rain.
You did?
And I, look, I'm here.
It wasn't so
bad. I went back.
You did. I toured Tufts. I didn't even tour Tufts. I walked around campus in the middle of the summer when it was probably like 200 degrees outside and like 90% humidity. It was horrible.
And you were just like, okay.
And I was like, okay, well, here we are. It was, I didn't really even, like, I didn't see any of the buildings. Like, I just literally probably, I think I walked around the academic quad. And that was
I showed up to Haverford and we missed the tour. Ooh. And I was like, nope, that's it. And I was like, mom and dad, we're leaving. And they're like, you don't even want to walk around? I'm like, no. If we miss the tour, it's a sign. We're going.
I should have laid to some of my tours.
I was so ridiculous. That's like, really funny. We drove all the way. We had just been to Swarthmore also.
Yes.
Where I almost applied early.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't. Yep. Sorry, Swarthmore people.
Is it Swarthmore?
Swarthmore. I don't know. I can't even pronounce it. I shouldn't go to it. Well, that's like, well, it's Kelly. Sorry. This is a distraction. I'm going to ask you a question after I share this fun fact.
Okay.
I recently read an article in the Compass magazine of Tufts News. And someone spelled Tufts like Tufts as a possessive, T-U-F-T apostrophe S.
Not good.
So like people can't even spell the name of the school they go to, so I shouldn't have gone to Swarthmore. Anyways, Kelly, do we have another question?
Kelly, how's it been college chewing with our mother?
It's been okay.
Does it test the mother-daughter bond?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I used to get in a lot of fights on our college tours.
Yeah, it's a stressful time.
Do you take notes? My mom used to always take notes, and I would never take notes.
Oh my gosh, taking notes. No, mom asked like a ton of questions today.
Mm.
So that was fun. But, you know, we saw her friends last night, and they had some really cute babies, so I think that made up for everything.
That's fun. That's good. We were on one college tour where my mom was texting the whole time.
Oh, no.
But then would ask questions of things they literally had just answered because she was texting and not listening. And I was just like, I can never show my face at this institution again.
That's really funny.
I don't even remember what that was anymore. Like, it all just blends.
Parents, you know what? I feel like when you're college chewing, your parents, you're just so hyper aware of your parents' presence and you're so embarrassed by them. But like now when I see students and parents touring around, like I don't think it's weird. I think like when students or parents ask questions, I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like if a student were ever to stop me or a potential student were ever to stop me and ask me
people
questions, like I would be so responsive. But I was just like so embarrassed. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I don't know.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
My mom would ask for directions. I'm like, mom, don't talk to college. I also feel like too, it's like what I didn't think about it was like now I'm thinking about how it was really hard for you and me, Lauren, but it's probably just as hard for our parents.
Like,
I'm the youngest, you know, they have to let their like little baby go.
Yeah, so true.
It's probably like emotionally tough for them also.
Kelly, what do you think about moving away from home? So update, we live in California and Kelly's looking at schools in
and
Oregon,
what's your
Washington.
Address in California?
Yeah. My social security is... No, but Kelly, so what do you feel about like moving a state away, about leaving the nest? Are you scared? Are you excited?
I'd say I'm like pretty excited to get away, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at schools in Southern California too, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, should we close out with one last question?
Yeah. What is your favorite flavor of frozen yogurt?
Valid.
I really like Golden Gate chocolate from Yogurt Shack in Lafayette.
That sounds great. That's like as specific as I wanted it. Lauren, what's your favorite flavor of froyo?
I'm a huge fruity froyo gal. So like I love like
fruity froyo gal. Like, can you make that your Insta handle?
No, but I love like the pomegranate.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Strawberry. Like those are just my jam.
I once time had a froyo that was pomegranate and it was made by Palm Wonderful.
Oh.
And it was really good. But TBH, good. I'm a Euro tart boy.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, the tart is like a with is some a, is a favorite.
Mini dark chocolate chips, a little mochi and some mango
Mochi's
boba
good.
Every time.
I I put gummy bears always.
You put gummy bears?
Always, yeah.
I recently bought a thing of Hodgdon gummy bears, ate the whole thing, and then felt so sick.
I feel like Hodgdon gummy bears are kind of gross.
Have you ever had, like, gummy bear stomach? It's this toy It's this, no. like, coin term I'm coining.
Gummy bear stomach?
It's like when you eat, like, so much gummies
right.
that you just feel disgusting. It's not a really revolutionary idea, but I think gummy bear stomach is just, like, an epidemic sweeping. Are you this?
Oh, my God.
Anyways,
okay.
Kelly, this was so fun. Let's do more of these.
Yeah, thank you
Good
for calling
luck.
In, Kel.
And your sister's doing great. She looks great today.
Good.
Okay, Kelly. I will talk to you soon. Give mom a big hug for me and try not to kill each other.
I'll try my hardest.
Okay, have a fun time college chewing. Love you.
Thanks. Love you too.
Bye. Bye.
Lauren, that was such a success.
That was such a success.
Are we still on?
I'm trying to like turn off. Are we on? Is that? I think we're on. Yes.
Cool.
I think we're good.
Should
I think
we play
I
a song?
Off. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, I think we need to like play a song and breathe a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too.
What song should we play?
Okay. What,
should it be Demi remember? Lovato's I Really Don't Care?
Yes, that's great. Let's do that.
I really
Okay, are you on Ox? You're Ox 2, yeah?
Yeah, let me find it.
I think that's a great song. The music video makes me laugh a little bit. It's like her at a pride parade.
Oh, yeah. There's so much to unpack there in Demi's right. feigned allyship.
Right.
Okay, sorry, Demi. I said it. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's do it. Love that song. Love Demi. What a gal. So I think we're going to do some recommended reads right now. It is that portion of the show. So I'm going to start with mine because it's a quick one. And Ben, you know, Ben always has quite a few.
I just have a couple this time, actually.
So mine is a BuzzFeed video called Accepted, I think is what they're calling it. And it's a look inside Yale's admission files. And basically it's this woman who works for BuzzFeed. And she went to Yale, and she's since graduated, and she went back to Yale to look at her admissions file and what the admissions officers kept on her. And apparently you're allowed to see these due to the Family Education Rights Privacy Act.
It's wild.
But a lot of schools have started destroying admissions files because they know that people are going to come back and look at them.
We should do it, Lauren.
We should. I'd totally be interested.
And then we could do a radio show about it.
I'd totally be interested. So in the file, it's her grades, her essays, her teacher recommendations, and it's two different admissions officers who ranked her in terms of how they thought she would do at Yale, and one gave her high rankings, one gave her lower rankings, and she read her essays, and it was interesting because they made some notes on how what they thought her role would be on campus, and they wrote high impact writer on campus, and it turns out she like went on to like edit her school's newspaper or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's
which is
it's
wild.
Really like impressive they were able to like, and it kind of just shows how it's like kind of this weird science,
right? It's totally a science, and it makes you wonder like what the admissions officers at Tufts thought of like us when we applied.
Me, possibly gay.
Possibly gay. Crossed out probably. And yeah, it's interesting. Like, did they know that I would get involved in like community service on campus, or that I'd have a radio show, or what? I mean, it's interesting. And then it also talks about like sort of why they accepted her, being that she was from a big inner city public high school. And she was a white person applying from this high school and was accepted because they thought she would be a good representative of, or a good admit from her community, which is largely people of color. So it also, you know, shows the racism that's in there and yeah. what they look for.
And that was such an interesting part of that article, yeah. how like she's from the, I think it's the Minnesota public schools,
yeah.
and she was one of the only people they took.
Yeah. And they said like good admit from this area, and like she's obviously like not representative of her community. So it was I thought it was a really cool article/video. Highly recommend it. A little insight into what college admissions looks like, especially in a selective school.
And to transition to that, one of my articles is called Shut Up About Harvard on mm-hmm. 538. Two of my articles this week are from 538, which if y'all don't know what it is, it's Nate Silver's like statistics news website. Mm-hmm. I think it's really fun. So this is a really good one. And then another one I thought
was
cool.
It's called
Shut Up About Harvard. It's
about
a focus on elite schools ignores issues most college students face.
Interesting.
Talking about students who don't go to four-year colleges, who go part-time colleges, who are commuter students, and kind of tries to like recenter the conversation about college mm-hmm. on those who aren't in the Ivy League. Mm-hmm. Or even places like Tufts, if we're being honest. 14%. And then another one on 538 is called What Would It Take to Turn Blue States Red / Red States Blue? Mm-hmm. And it's all about how demographics shape the elections. And if you change demographics with their statistic like models, it's which you can do really easily, like which swing states would go blue, which swing states would go red.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting. I want to find another one. Give me one second.
Okay.
It's about the emotional toll of campus activism.
Oh, I think you told me about
Did
that.
I already recommend
I
this one?
I think you
one?
Might have recommended that one.
Because it just felt relevant to...
Yeah, I think we should re-recommend
it. Oh, I did. It's in higher ed, and it's all higher education, and it's all about the mental and academic costs of campus activism. Very interesting.
Yeah, then very relevant, I think.
Another one, a little bit about activism. I'm just thinking about campuses now. It's in this magazine called The Baffler, which I have never actually heard of until someone mm-hmm. Suggested this article to me, and it's called Against Activism, and it's all about like the differences between activism and organizing and like direct action versus campus activism, which to be honest like aren't a lot of distinctions I knew a lot about. And I thought this was really interesting just because it taught me a lot, and like it's an opinion piece, but I feel like also you can learn so much from reading an opinion piece, even if you don't know a lot about the subject. And I recommend that. Any recommended watches? I don't know.
I don't think I have any recommended watches besides that BuzzFeed video, which I really enjoyed.
I honestly have not been watching a lot of TV.
Yeah?
If you haven't watched Jane the Virgin season one.
I've been watching Jane the Virgin.
Do it.
It's so good.
Look how green the grass looks. Do you think that's sod, Lauren? Sorry.
I looked outside. The grass is very green.
But only on one side.
It
kind of
does. I think it does look like sod.
I think we are spending
thoughts
our money on
fake grass.
Thoughts on this institution spending its money on sod? Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm going to take a deep breath.
Well, Ben Remember comes down. I'm going to do a PSA. This PSA is don't drink and drive.
Yo, don't drink and drive.
The influence of anything. Never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People. Die that way.
Don't be high when you drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive. Take public transportation.
Just save the earth. Take a bus.
Did you know I'm afraid? Okay, have I told you what I'm afraid of when I drive? Left turns, lane switching, merging, highways. So
I like how you have like a very defined list.
I don't drive.
Right.
I have my license and I don't use it. Do we have another song to play?
Oh, God. Yeah, driving, I've definitely hit a few things whilst driving. You know, there's a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. It's a little bit more of a mellow song, so maybe we'll play that. We'll come back on, chat a little bit, and then play out with another song. But this song that I've been listening to is called Three Rounds in a Sound by Blind Pilot, and it's actually like an old...
I don't know who Blind Pilot is.
It's an older song. It's from like 3 years or 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
That's old.
But it's like just very, it's so old. It's practically ancient.
I would say the same thing, Lauren. I'm laughing at us, not
you.
No,
I know. But it's a really good song. It's really mellow. And it, you know, it's. I think it's about accepting life and people that you love and the circle of life. And I think it's really beautiful. So I'm going to play it. You ready?
See the light. Can you hear the hum of our song? I hope they get it right. I hope we dance tonight before we get it wrong. And the season change us new, but you're the best I've known, and you know me. I cannot be stuck on you if it weren't true. Get to us, 'cause
'cause you know me, I cannot give up on you. And the fog of what is right won't cover us, 'cause you know me, I cannot give up a fight.
Love that song. It's so lovely. Yeah. So calming.
Love and acceptance and love peace. And peace. Froyo.
Peace, love, and froyo. So this has been a great show today. We're going to kind of wrap it up a little bit earlier than normal because Ben has an advising meeting to go to.
I do.
But last thoughts on college acceptances. Ben, any thoughts?
Take a deep breath. Watch some Property Brothers, mm-hmm. or as my friend calls them, the pro bros.
And, I love that.
And just remember, it will all work out. And TBH, most colleges are basically the same.
Yep, agreed. I would just say, don't stress about the little things. Like in high school, I wish I hadn't stressed so much about like that A minus or about not taking that AP class, because in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter.
If you don't want to take AP physics, don't take it.
AP physics.
That's my wise college counseling advice.
You should definitely listen to us because we are experts.
Yeah, we're out of school with a 14%
right, exactly. You can
rate.
Trust me. Hey, speaking of acceptances, Ben, you got an acceptance recently.
Oh, I did. Y'all, I'm taking my radio career to the big leagues.
Big leagues.
Meaning I'm an unpaid intern at WGBH this summer. And
how
I'm
cool
super
is that?
Pumped.
I'm
yeah.
so proud of you.
And it's all because of Lauren and that one text she sent me. She's like, hey, I have a radio show. You want to be my co-host? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
So I have to like bake Lauren cookies or something.
Yeah, you do.
I'll do it.
You owe me, actually.
I do owe you.
I did you a huge favor.
I do. You do? Wow, I got really frazzled.
So frazzled. No, it was like, yeah, super random. Like the girl I was supposed to do the radio with just like backed out really last minute. And I was like, Ben, you want to do it? And he said yes. And look at him now. He's going into the radio.
The radio.
So you can listen to him. When we get closer to the end of the year, we'll have
to
give
him your... I will not be hosting the radio show.
No, but like you'll be helping.
Yes.
Will you ever be like a correspondent? Would you ever be like talking?
No, but I get to help edit and produce and stuff.
That's so cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're going to be doing real radio stuff. That's so
cool. Maybe next semester I'll sit in the big chair.
Oh, okay. Oh. We'll see how it goes. Take it slow. So this is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We hope you enjoyed our radio talk
show. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're ending 5 minutes early because, as I said, Ben's got to run. But we will be back next week.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be back next week.
A theme that will blow your mind. I don't know.
That was really convincing.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, and big shout out to Lauren's sister.
Shout out to
MVP
my sister,
of April.
MVP, who killed it. She said she texted me, said she was nervous, but I said you did great.
Don't worry, Kelly. Like two people were listening.
Yeah, seriously. You will get into a great college, and I believe in you. So, okay. We will see you next week.
Woke up this morning, what do I see? 3,000 cameras pointed at me. Dude says you leave, I'm like, yes,
So I tell him, no, you got it wrong, mister. Already got a girl, and her name's Bristol. They all laugh and say, where you been, sonny? Your mother-in-law's a heartbeat from the presidency. So I say, mother-in-law, no, we ain't getting married. They say, soon you will, boy. She just announced it. I get on my dirt bike and ride it to my girls. I'm gonna lay down the law, tell her what's going on. I'm a fucking redneck. I live to hang out with the boys, play some hockey, do some fishing, and kill some moose. I like to shoot the shit, do some chillin', I guess. You fuck with me, and I kick your ass. So we talk and it turns out we don't believe in abortion and sex outside.